Destruction! Having just overheard the stormtroopers' plan to slag Nope Jr., Binsky, Tweak, and Nope race the clock to rescue their tiny friend, set their explosives, and escape. Will they make it out triumphantly or fall in despair? Find out in the exciting conclusion of Sabotage Staccato.
A conversation takes place that you guys overhear.
Commander, what should we load the droid to?
What droid?
This one. We caught it wandering outside the base.
Yeah, and when we asked it for its documentation, it kept saying nope to everything.
It was kind of condescending.
So you found a random droid outside that you know nothing about, and now want to know if you should send it to a top-secret facility where Bazin is testing the combat limits of his dark troopers? Do I have that right?
We thought it might be a security risk here.
It has a restraining bolt.
I can't even with you two. Did you even read the planetary primer? Here, property is like the king for these people. Do you know what the owner can do to us if they come looking for it and find out we have it?
Nothing, because we're the Empire?
Yeah, it's like, bring it, loser.
Look, you two, clean this up right now. Slag the droid, lose the paperwork, and forget it was ever here. And hope the owner doesn't come sniffing around. No interplanetary incidents on my watch.
And you hear this commander huff off.
Well, that was rude.
Yeah, guess we better get to it.
And there's an audible as the troopers start to take Nope Jr. to the back hangar to dispose of the security risk.
Like, out of character. Slag means they're gonna go melt him, right?
They're gonna remove all trace of him from the galaxy.
So they're gonna go melt him, which means Nope is immediately gonna look for a door.
There's one at the south end of the munitions.
Wait.
Okay,
wait.
Okay, well, think about it. The restraining bolt isn't actually properly affixed to Nope Jr. They just think it is.
How does that help right now?
They're not melting him yet.
Does Nope Jr. have, like, a taser or something? I don't know. Does Nope Jr. have a taser? I think we have 3 destiny points we can spend for that.
That's true.
I'm just picturing a mix between, like, choppers, like karate chop arms, and R2-D2's taser.
I might suggest rockets, so he can escape.
Yes! Ooh. Wait, like Booster, like, fly?
Like a little, yeah, a little pack pops out of his back, and poof, off he goes. That way we're not trying to figure out combat stats for a small robot while he's fighting off stormtroopers.
Nope blocked, so Nope Jr. could fly.
Okay. So Nope Jr. can fly now?
I mean, unless you guys want to do a combat with a tiny robot and some stormtroopers, I mean, that's up to you guys, but I think it makes more sense to make Nope faster and get him out of there than to try and make him a fighting machine.
I like the flying. I think that's the best choice. I also like the flying. So yeah, we give him a little jetpack. And then he condescends the stormtroopers as he flies away.
He's a medical droid, right?
He is a medical droid.
He's a tiny medical droid?
He's a miniature medical droid.
Maybe his arms pop off and, like, jets pop out. Like, all of a sudden, like, you hear this little boing, and his arms just fly off from his sides, and little rockets come out, and he just takes off.
Nice. So I'm saying we're spending this point.
Outside where the truck and this conversation happened, the other piece of information that I didn't describe for you guys was the fact that not only Nope was outside of the jail cell that you guys knew about.
Nope Jr., right?
Nope Jr., yes. All 6 of your new friends have been loaded onto the back of the truck.
Oh no, if they get on that truck, then they go to the... And then they're gonna... And oh no... Our rescue mission just became a little bit more urgent. Our rescue side mission. I mean, I'm sorry, Finsky.
That means we need to get those people, right?
Yes, the people are loading up onto a truck that is going to be the bombing target.
Finsky, I know priority number 1 is, of course, destroying the AT-STs. However, if we allow that truck to leave with those people on it, those people are quite possibly going to die at the hands of the Rebellion, and that's not something I'm cool with.
Should help them all.
I'll liberate the truck. You plant the explosives. I should be a big enough distraction.
So we have 3 priorities. getting Nope Jr., getting those prisoners off that ship, and destroying the AT-STs.
If the two of you can manage the AT-STs, I can get the prisoners and the small droid.
Yes, Nope Jr. will help you.
I guess I get to take destroying the AT-STs.
Is he using his jetpack that we just spent a Destiny point on or not? Oh, yeah, I forgot that we were doing that.
I did too.
If Nope Jr. can save himself, that makes things a little easier.
If you guys are spending a Destiny token to give him a jetpack to save himself, I'm cool with that.
And it's spent, and that's done. Nope Jr. is saving himself.
The scene, as it should be described, is happening outside for you guys. You hear a commotion around the back of the truck, and looking through one of the grated windows, barred windows, you can see two stormtroopers talking to an Imperial officer with Nope Jr. standing beside them, and six of the prisoners being loaded into the back of the truck. As the stormtroopers go to usher Nope Jr. to the back, his arms pop off, and two little extenders come out and nozzles point down of jetpacks, and Nope just nopes right out.
I'm so, so proud of you.
And Nope Senior wipes a non-existent tear from the corner of their vision processors.
The systems register a small oil leak.
Yes, perfect. Well, there you go. So outside, there's a truck loaded with innocent civilians heading to a bombing site. And Nope Jr. just noped out. There's a couple of bewildered stormtroopers, and you guys have a locked door between you and any of your objectives.
Finsky grunts, throws the explosives bag on the ground, and goes to try and muscle the door open.
So the door to your south is locked with a hard check. And I have a Destiny token that I would like to spend as candy to make it two purple and a red.
We're just going to do a melee check on the door. Yeah, he's got a number of things he could pry a door. You said hard?
Yeah, but upgraded since I spent that token. Two purple and a red.
That's a triumph.
Nice! Yeah.
One triumph, one success, and two threats.
There's this, like, loud screeching noise as the door is ripped off its track and squeaks against the wall as the door opens, and the muscular physique of Finsky that is now silhouetted in the door is spotted by the two bewildered stormtroopers.
You there! Stop!
Finsky just turns over his right shoulder and says,
"Set the bombs."
And then he grabs one pack out of the bag that he dropped and runs kind of out into the courtyard.
Cool. Let's roll some initiative for a two minion group.
Are we going to call this cool?
Yeah, for sure. That was cool. That was very cool what you did there.
It was so cool.
No, I meant you wanted me to use cool, right?
Yes. Okay. Sorry, I was making a pun and being completely unclear. So you guys have one PC slot before the stormtroopers go. Is Finsky going to take it?
Finsky's going to go. We're going to use that. Oh, he's got a frag grenade. We're going to toss a frag grenade at the feet of those two stormtroopers. Wait, are these are the stormtroopers that Nope just noped away from, right?
That's right.
Okay, great.
They're at the base of the truck that's refueling with the prisoners inside. Well, they're in short range from you.
We're going to call that ranged light since it is a grenade.
Yeah. And we're going to upgrade it as well.
Okay.
So there's some lovely explosive things around. So your short range, you just have one red to roll.
Well, I have a triumph and a despair, so they cancel themselves out. Yikes. And I still have one success.
Well, the great news is that neither triumphs nor despairs cancel.
Oh, boy. I have a great idea. Let's say the frag grenade takes a bounce and rolls to their feet, and they're kind of still stunned at the sight of a Trandoshan running out from their armory. So they do the classic look down, then look at each other, and then the frag grenade goes off. But in the blast, the front end, like the front repulsor on the truck drops. So like the front corner of the truck drops to the ground. There's some decent damage to the truck. That's the despair. The truck will be much more difficult to move now that it's been damaged.
Yeah, so the truck is disabled. And we should have just let you roll the attack without rolling initiative, because now everybody's that's combating against you is dead. So
Finsky is straight up like booking it to the truck. He knows there's so limited amount of time now, so.
You see the driver that was fueling the truck take, you know, a look at you and what's happened and just start sprinting towards the barracks door.
Is the driver of the truck clearly an imp?
Yes. They've got that gray uniform on, but they're not a trooper or anything.
All right, am I at short range?
You are.
I'm going to take a point blank shot at the trooper, at the imp.
The mook with no stats falls.
Binsky's going to run for the back of the truck.
All right. What's Tweak up to next?
Tweak, after seeing Vinsky's expert handling with that explosive in those buckets, is going for the ATSTs. But like stealthily, like going around the edge of the courtyard, making sure there's no other buckets or imps looking out for her.
Okay, let's make a stealth check then.
Cool.
So you have a hard check and a setback.
I'm going to argue for a boost because I am small. And there is a large distraction over there. Which actually, that sounds like two boost size.
Well, no, the large distraction has the explosion of the frag grenade as your setback. You've made a very loud sound. You can have the boost dice for being small. And with Nope following behind you, you'll need two successes.
Okay, remind me. I got two successes. No, three successes and an advantage.
So you guys make your way east, and then right near where the manhole cover was that you guys came out into the fueling station is the personnel door that leads into the hangar. And for your advantage, you find that it's not locked. It's late at night, so as it opens up, you have a wide kind of hexagonal hangar with the blast doors for leaving on that north face for it. And in the middle is what you guys saw before, is the two chicken walkers and then the tank in between them, kind of situated in the middle of the room. There's kind of holding rooms, storage rooms, kind of tucked around the side and kind of that same hexagonal shape. So it's almost kind of like honeycomb kind of around it. But in terms of the heavy armor, those three vehicles are what you see in there. There's a couple of base personnel, kind of maintenance crews working, but there isn't a stormtrooper patrol or anything like that at the moment. So, and then Nope was following Tweak, I think is what we were saying. So what action does Nope take?
Probably grabbing the big bag and also probably doing a bad sneak.
So, well, Tweak's got you covered.
Okay. Then it's going to be just like grabbing the bag and just like edging over towards her and just being like,
now?
Oh yeah, now that we're in the hangar with the ATSTs, now we're going to set the explosives.
I loop the handle of the bag over my neck and just like pull out one and like prep it, hand it to her, start prepping the next one, and then just like,
no.
So describe that scene for me a little bit. How does Nope and Tweak go about setting these explosives?
That'd be so stinking adorable. So little that you're just like climbing all over this thing.
Oh yeah. And like my little fingers, and I have excellent grip strength. So I just like, clamber my way on up there and then I stick it. Or you toss one up to me and I stick it.
Yeah, I'm like, we'll just have like hands just like flat out for you, the stepping stones to get up and stuff, like hand up bombs, just be the big like assistant.
And then I monkey bar over to the other leg and
it's like at one point you just like step on my head.
Sounds good. I like this A-team set the charges and all of that. Before you roll, actually, Tweak, I'm curious what Finsky's doing out by the truck.
Finsky's got the back of the truck open. He's pulling prisoners out, and he's directing them toward the floor grate on the other side of the hangar.
Head that way. I have one thing to do.
And as they run away off of his side, he takes the one pack that he pulled out of the bag and like sticks it on the power intake side of the truck, the repulsor truck, and sets a timer for 8 minutes. And then heads toward the grate. Basically, in my mind, it's like a small C4 brick. He just like stuck to the side, set the timer, and he's heading for the sewer.
Let's roll your check before the big dramatic ATST check. You've got one purple. Well, you should also know that whenever people use explosives in my games, I always reserve the token flip for that. So there's always the chance that the charge detonates where you are as you set it with a despair. Just so one red, because I flipped on explosives.
And what skill am I rolling for that?
Oh, I'm sorry, mechanics.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to argue a boost because I think the fuel tank may have already taken some damage from the first explosion.
Okay, yeah.
Like there may be a small leak. Perhaps it's, perhaps the camera cuts to like a small dribble coming out of the fuel tank headed toward the truck.
Yeah. I like that.
That is a despair and a success.
Really?
It is.
No.
Oh, man.
It's okay. Okay.
What's Finsky soak again?
Finsky soak is 5.
Soak is 5. Okay. Finsky's making his way towards the...
As he's moving toward the grid, he gets on the comm and he's like,
the fuel tank will go in 8 minutes. That's how much time you have left. I'll see you in the sewers.
And he takes like 4 steps and then...
And the timer that was set for 8 seconds goes off. There's a huge blast wave. You're going to take 15 damage. We're going to do. Because the fuel tank goes almost instantaneously as well. And we're adding some damage for that.
All right, I will soak 5. Finsky is blown clear off his feet. I would like to use... you know what? I'm going to use a destiny point. Finsky is blown off his feet. And as he's sliding, he slides like next to the prisoners. And he ends up like at the sewer grate.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, Finsky, being the professional soldier, made sure that the prisoners were down in the sewer. So they're not impacted by the explosion, mm-hmm. as he sets it. And he hits the ground, you know, he's got that weird arc in the back that you do as your arms flail. And then you land stomach first on the pavement and you're even pushed a little bit.
Oh, he's doing like the slide roll. Like he's sliding and then it's a roll and then he just comes to a stop.
And he's now looking face down into the sewer. And six pairs of eyes are fixed on him, like wide as saucers.
His eyes open, looking down into the sewer grate, and there's a...
Why are you just standing around?
There's a crackle over your comms, and you hear...
Revenant Squadron to Purgle Company. We're on station and beginning our approach on target. Get ready to go loud.
The starfighter is getting ready to make their bombing run on the mountain, which will let everybody know who doesn't already know from the exploding fuel tank that there's some trouble brewing on Druckenwell. And we come back over to Tweak and Nope for this explosives check from Tweak.
Oh, this one's going to be way better.
And I'm adding a setback dice to it now, too.
Tweak's timer is actually going to work.
Don't say that, because then it won't.
Okay. Well, we're going to add a setback die, and then, of course, we're going to add a boost die, because I'm a genius at this.
Because you have a skill? What?
No, what makes... because we said so. It's a boost die. I'm just saying I'm good at this. This is what
I do. That's exemplified by your rank in mechanics.
Which I have 2 yellow dice here in my hand.
Yeah, so...
Okay, fine. I have a boost die because...
I'm helping.
Because I have a helper. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I have another boost die because my senses are extremely fine-tuned to explosives.
Yeah, so I'll give you the 1 because you have a helper. So your negative dice pool is 2 purple, a red, and a black. Your positive dice pool is your mechanic skill and a boost die. Unless you want to flip a token.
No, I'm good with 2 yellow and a green.
All right, let's hear it. 6. Is that the sound of the fuse being lit?
That's the sound of a despair. Oh my gosh, you guys.
I blame you, Michael. You did this.
Hey, remember, despairs don't mean failure. Despairs just mean something bad happens.
Yeah. By succeeding, you have successfully destroyed your target. The despair means that you also take, let's see, because you guys set 3 charges. So 3, well, no, that's times 12. Okay, so 27, because you're caught within the blast radius. Does Tweak have any of the mechanic tree to consider with explosives of like time to go or anything along those lines?
No, because it was too expensive.
Okay. All right. So you have 2 advantage, right?
Right.
You both can roll a formidable athletics or coordination check to sprint out of the hangar.
Well, that's going to be a coordination.
Mm-hmm. Same. Can you please remind me what formidable means?
That sounds like 5.
That is 5 purple dice. So your 2 advantages that you notice that the charges aren't going to wait for the timer and that it's time to go. So before you roll, if you would like to discuss that narratively with each other as quickly as possible, you can have a boost dice too.
So basically, Tweak is up setting the last charge when Finsky comes over the comm, right? It's going,
"You will take, we'll go in 8 minutes."
And then, of course, immediately there is a blast, and that causes an unfortunate distraction. Tweak was up just typing into her timer on her little wrist panel thing, and then she falls and boom, hits the button.
Seconds! Seconds!
This is just an idea. How about we spend a destiny point and there's maybe another entrance to the sewer not very far from where you're at?
There definitely could be. And we can give you upgrade on your check for the flip of the token with the grate there.
Yeah, I'm going to go with narratively for the despair. Tweak has no idea when this is about to go off. Just knows it's any second.
Mm-hmm. So you guys got that formidable check to make because you have that chance to survive, but you've flipped the token, so you each get an upgrade on the skill that you're using. Then let's see what the result is.
So 3 yellow, 5 purple.
Yep. And Nope should make one too.
Okay. I rolled and got 1 success and 2 threats.
Okay.
Ah, that's a triumph. And that's a lot of threat.
Is it successful, though? That's the important question.
It's successful. I've got a triumph and a success, and then I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 threat.
So you guys make your break for the sewer grate, as you don't know when the explosion is going to happen, but you only get a few steps away from the ATST in the camera shot before it's engulfed in flame. And you set the plasma charges, which are now shooting out a shockwave of searing heat, incinerating heat. Tweak is just in front of Nope, who is able to shield with the droid body some more of that heat as you both kind of slide into the sewer grate not far from Finsky, because it's just on the other side of the door there. And you're going to take 5 wounds each for the shockwave and 3. You'll take strain equal to your threat.
So yeah, Tweak falls. Tweak goes,
seconds, seconds.
We run.
You're chased by an explosion in slow-mo. And then we cut to there's the splash as you guys land in the sewer runoff. And you can see Finsky just climbing into the grate, coming down through the grate on the other side of the blast door.
Oh.
That could have gone smoother.
I think I pulled something.
Are we supposed to have this many bombs left over?
And I just like look at the rest of the bag around my neck.
Hey, supplies for the rebellion.
Yes, the spoils of war.
I'm too old for this.
I take it the walkers were disposed of.
Oh, very thoroughly.
Poor Tweak has some singed hairs. The one little hair off the top of the head is still got a little flame on it.
the entire left side, back of Finsky's outfit is just charred beyond belief.
There is no noticeable difference on Nope because Nope was already so banged up to begin with. I do one of those things where I just smack the side of my ribs or whatever and just things flick back into place.
Maybe with Nope, it's the classic Looney Tunes blast marking. It's just the black char, but no actual physical change.
Awesome. Guys, that is a successful mission. Thank you guys for playing. This was really actually really fun. But, well, before we sign off, guys, tell the folks at home where they can find more of your stuff.
Michael, I can be found on Twitter and social media at LoserMLW. I am part of the Redemption Podcast, which is a Star Wars actual play using the Edge of the Empire system by Fantasy Flight Games. We are just getting ready to start season 6. In fact, I believe it's out now. It's out there at redemptionpodcast.com. I can also be found on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights on the Gamers Table show on Twitch. We are playing Conan on Tuesdays and the game Eastern Texas University on Thursdays, which is basically a supernatural in college. It's a ghost hunting extracurricular club. It's a lot of fun. And you can find me on doing various other like little guest spots around.
I am Erica. You can hear me in season 7 of Dice for Brains and in season 1 of Not Another Tavern. You want to find me on social media, I am on Twitter at TisTheGoodWitch, and that is my stuff.
Hey, what's up? I'm Niffer. I'm on Twitter at NifferNiff. And I will always just be like chatting about what I'm doing because I notoriously blank out during segments, but I'm pretty sure my current projects are. On Wednesdays, it is either Tabletop Galaxy, which is a Star Wars RPG podcast and live stream, or it is Curse of Strahd live streams. And then on every other Monday, my podcast for 5E&D called Not Quite Heroes podcast drops. So visit my page and I will link you to all of those things.
Thanks for joining us in the Dicey Cantina. Enjoying the show? Consider giving us a 5-star review on your favorite podcatcher and reach out on Twitter at Dicey Cantina, shoot an email to diceycantina@gmail.com, or record us a message over on our page at anchor.fm. We'd love to hear from you. Your support truly helps the show grow. And for a preview of another exciting podcast, stay tuned after the credits. We want to say thanks to Michael, Niffer, and Erica for joining us on Purgle Company's adventure. You can find Michael on the Redemption Podcast and Tales of Blood and Stone, as well as on Twitch at twitch.tv/gamerstable. Niffer can be found on Tabletop Galaxy via Twitch and YouTube, and you'll find Erica on Twitter at TisTheGoodWitch. This series' Destiny Pool was bolstered by Donate for Destiny. Shout out to Lily over on Twitter at @HandleLilies for boosting our light side pool. Thank you, Lily. We so appreciate your generosity. Also, did you know that Donate for Destiny is now over halfway to its $500 goal? Thanks so much to everyone joining the cause. Listen up for the following special preview, but in the meantime, that's all for now. So pull up a stool, and we'll see you here next week in the Dicey Cantina.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far away, a group of outcasts found each other in the Outer Rim. A failed Jedi.
Well, we don't have to run out right now and beat people up. We can take a half hour for you.
A captain without a ship.
I suggest you let your Deveronian friend do the talking and you continue to stare at your stump.
And a medic with a mysterious past.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I might have been half wrong. We might die.
Together, they hope to find adventure and a little bit of redemption.
Oh, that's sweet. Anyone has Tinker Buddies?
The Redemption Podcast is a long-running actual play podcast set around the time of the Clone Wars, played using the Star Wars RPG system by Fantasy Flight Games and LucasBooks. Check out the show at www.redemptionpodcast.com. A proud member of the Don't Split the Podcast network of shows.